Spirit Radio Podcasts.
We're all learning new words these days, and one of those words is maskne. Have you heard of it? Well, what it is it's skin problems to do with wearing face coverings. And with me this morning to explain it and how to deal with maskne, I have Benjamin Lilibad from The Skin Nerd and Skin Ingredients. Ben, thanks a million for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Okay, maskne, what is it and how common is it for people?
It's actually getting really common these days as well, like since we're all wearing a lot more face coverings to keep ourselves protected and everybody else. It tends to be quite prevalent, especially if you have any tendencies for breakouts already in your skin. It essentially comes down to a bit of a microclimate, I suppose, underneath the face covering that increases heat, that increases humidity, and it's just a perfect growing ground for congestion and breakouts in skin. So that's really what it is.
That's where it comes from. So does it depend on the type of face mask? Because there's some that are better than others, are kinder to our skin?
There certainly are some masks that can be more beneficial to wear. The more breathability they have, the more kind they tend to be on the skin as well. So we're huge fans of wearing cotton coverings, but some people have seen really good results wearing silk as well, for example, which is obviously a bit fancier, I suppose. In general, the more breathable the material is, the better it is for the skin in the long run. So
that's what we need to look out for.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, look out for cotton and like linen and the likes of this, for example, that just has a bit more of a breathability to it, and try to stay clear of like polyester and the likes of this, because they just tend to stick to the skin. And make sure that if you wear a reusable mask, to wash it every day as well, because you don't, obviously from a COVID point of view, but also from a microbial point of view as well.
Okay, then in terms of what we should be doing under our face masks, just to generally kind of care for our skin, what would you recommend then?
So as a general rule, like, you should be looking for ingredients that help to boost the barrier function of the skin, that support the function at its best ability. So going for something like a hydrating cleanser is definitely a good idea instead of going for something that's a bit drying on the skin. So we do one, for example, from our range called the Pre-Probiotic Cleanser that contains pre and probiotics for the skin. But for example, Image Skincare do one called the Vital C Cleanser, which is also quite a nourishing one to go for. So making sure that you support the skin, you don't use too many harsh ingredients. You should be a little bit careful with the amount of acids that you use on the skin. So your chemical exfoliants like salicylic, for example, or glycolic. If you rely on these ingredients, they can be really beneficial for you, but you may want to start on low concentration and gradually increase the concentration depending on how
just depending on your skin. And is that kind of the problem that we do sometimes? We get a new product, we're all excited on it, we kind of pile too much of it on.
Absolutely. Like, I think a lot of the time, and especially now at the moment, there's such a big focus on concentration of ingredients, and loads of new brands are coming out in the market and they say like, oh, we have so many percent of this and so many percent of that. And it's almost like it's a competition of who has the highest concentration of these.
And to most people, it's kind of like gibberish, really. Like, we don't really understand it. It just sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's a trigger for people to purchase products where it may not actually be that beneficial for someone who hasn't used active skincare before to get a really high concentration of an ingredient. So starting on the low concentration, or maybe even using it a couple of times per week initially to gauge how the skin responds to it, is a really good idea.
And then in terms of just other practical things that we should be doing, because, you know, Ben, for a lot of people, this time has been quite stressful, and, you know, that can have an impact on your skin as well. Even things just kind of forgetting to look after your skin or not getting enough fresh air. What other pieces of advice do you have for looking after our skin during COVID?
Like, the advice for looking after your skin during COVID is really the very same as looking after your skin if COVID wouldn't have been here. Like, the number one step for healthy skin is making sure that you cleanse your skin twice per day. It's probably the most boring of all the things that you can do. Everybody wants to hear about serums and active ingredients, but your cleanse really is your most important. So gentle cleansing, preferably with something like our Cleanse Off Mitt as a pre-cleanser, something like the pre-probiotic cleanser from Skingredients or something else that's gentle on the skin twice per day. And then wearing your sunscreen every single day should be your number two priority, essentially, because it protects the skin that you have and it prevents future damage, and it actually helps your skin to repair itself in a better way. Now, if you're doing all of this already, then you can go in with ingredients that help to strengthen the skin up and hydrate it. So like hyaluronic acid and niacinamide, for example, are two really popular ingredients in skincare that really suit most people. It's quite unusual not to be able to tolerate them. So, for example, we do a serum from the Skingredients range called Skin Veg. It contains both of these ingredients and antioxidants that help to strengthen up the skin. So that will look after your skin in general. But wearing your SPF really is where it's at to make sure that you protect your skin.
In terms of just kind of simple things you can do, I mean, you mentioned cleansing. Does that have to be with fancy cleansers, or can it be just as simple as water, you know, with a special cloth, you know, these microfiber cloths that take off your makeup, and drinking water as well? We're probably not drinking enough to feed our skin that way.
Yeah, like you should be drinking somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5 liters on a daily basis, unless you're very high intense physical job, or you're an athlete, for example. So yeah, making sure that you get enough water into your system is really beneficial. As for cleansing, definitely go for something like a pre-cleanser with a microfiber cloth like ours or Mitt. You can also work, like, it doesn't have to be fancy products, but making sure that you have a product that works well, that is very kind and gentle on your skin, is really where it's at, to make sure that after you cleanse your skin feels clean, it feels fresh, and it doesn't feel tight or irritated or red in any way.
There are the things to look out for. Well, Ben, great advice for us today. We'll all have glowing skin. Thanks for joining us on the programme today. That's expert skin consultant Benjamin Lilibad from The Skin Nerd and Skin Ingredients, giving us great advice there on avoiding those breakouts, especially when we're wearing masks at the moment.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.